Chapter 1. Lord Radcliffe drew his horse to a halt and stared at the spectacle being played out before him. A young lad in the clothes of the gentry was standing under the front window of an inn, staring up the skirts of a girl hanging out of a second-floor window. The lad seemed to be speaking to the lass as he tried to grab at her feet, but Radcliffe was too far away to hear what was being said. Deciding that they were probably trying to run out on their bill, Radcliffe started to urge his horse onto the stables, not really caring enough to get involved. But at that moment, the girl pushed herself off the ledge to dangle from her arms. Radcliffe slowed and stopped again, amused. The boy caught the girl's ankles to keep her from slamming into the building, then stepped under her to offer his aid the rest of the way down. Unable to see what she was doing, the girl stepped on the lad's wig with one foot, setting it askew. She nearly lost her grip and tumbled backward to the ground when the obviously irate youth jerked her foot from his head to his shoulder. He then directed the other foot with about as much care. Radcliffe chuckled under his breath as the woman suddenly dropped to sit on the boy's shoulders. Her skirts fell over the lad's head as she did, blinding him, and the shift in position unbalanced him enough so that he stumbled backward, then to the side as he fought to push the skirt out of his view. At this point, the woman clutched at his hair for balance, forgetting it was a wig. It lifted from his head with her hands, and her upper body swung backward. The lad, already off balance, tumbled backward with her. They both hit the ground with soft thuds, hidden briefly in the shadow of the inn. "Damn," Charlie muttered, staring up at the treetops above them until a pitiful moan from Beth stirred the cool night air. Sitting up, Charlie surveyed the prone girl with a worried frown. "Are you all right?" Elizabeth sighed at the question. Her moan had been one of chagrin, but the concerned face suddenly, leaning over her own, told her that it had been misconstrued.
"Fine," she said dryly.
She sat up to brush grass and dirt off her dress. Charlie started to help, but Beth waved the attempt away.
"Your wig is gone," she pointed out.
Sitting down, Charlie searched the shadows for the errant wig, then slapped it irritably against one leg to remove the grass clinging to it before slamming it back in place. "Is it straight?" Beth glanced up long enough to nod, then struggled to her feet.
"Well, that wasn't so bad,"
Charlie murmured cheerfully, standing and moving to snatch up the bags they had thrown out the window before descending themselves. Beth turned sharply, mouth open to give her own opinion of the debacle, but caught the twinkle of laughter in the coal-black eyes that were so like her own. She relaxed, grinning back.
"A ride in the park,"
she agreed, dryly. Laughing softly, Charlie handed her a bag, took the other one, and led the way to the stables.
"Is he unconscious?"
Beth murmured as they entered the tottering old building and spied the stable lad slumped in a corner against a bale of hay. The bottle they had given him was still clasped to his chest.
"Seems to be.
You did put the sleeping powder in there, did you not?" Beth nodded silently, but held her breath as her twin carefully approached the boy, then lifted his head and let it drop back to his chest. He didn't even stir. Shrugging, Charlie stepped back.
"Out like a drunken sot."
Her breath rushing out in relief, Beth moved quickly along the stools until she found the one where her mount had been settled for the night. Murmuring soothingly, she stepped inside to set about quickly saddling him, while Charlie did the same for the mount in the next stall. Several moments later, Beth was aware at once when her twin suddenly stiffened. Going still herself, she glanced up and about, her heart nearly freezing in her chest, at the sight of a figure in the shadows by the door. Charlie tossed her a warning look, then affected the accent of the servant class, and asked,
"Something I can do for you, my lord?"
One eyebrow rising at the boy's accent, Radcliffe smiled slightly. "It is very bad manners to sneak out without paying one's bill. And stealing horses is a crime." Charlie stiffened, eyes shooting to Beth's face. The girl was as pale as the moon, her expression panicked as their gazes met. Radcliffe noted the silent exchange and wished for better lighting in the stables. He'd bet a lot of money that the girl was a beauty,